Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-workers, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning. The show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you so very much for joining in with us this evening. It is indeed a pleasure to have you over the air this evening. We're at the top of the hour, and I want to just go ahead at this point and clearly bring in my co-host, Ms. Audrey Blay. And we're going to say a wonderful and happy good evening to her. Ms. Blake, thank you for joining us this evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Dr. Walker. Looking forward to a great show tonight, part two of an awesome show.
Yes, I certainly am as well. Just as I promised, at the top of the hour, we're going to bring in Diana Booker, who's fighting breast cancer, and we're going to give her a couple of minutes to go ahead and tell us what this is all about. We're going to go ahead and bring her in at this time. So stand by with me, Ms. Blake, if you would.
Sure thing.
Okay, Ms. Booker, you're on the air. Thank you for joining us this evening. It's always a pleasure to have you. And we're looking forward to fantastic things coming up for you in the future.
Yes, and thank you so much, Dr. Walker, for your continued faithfulness in having me on.
It is indeed a pleasure. I think many of our listeners are well aware of what's going on with you, and if you would just briefly go ahead and tell them that you are fighting for breast cancer for your life, and you have launched a website, and if you want to give that information out, contact information, some updates, I hear that you are considering a concert, a benefit concert, so if you want to just tell the listening audience something about that before we go into tonight's broadcast.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. Yes, I've had breast cancer recurrence after being in remission for 15 years, and my doctor has suggested I go to Mexico for therapy, therefore I'm trying to raise the funds to be able to do so. I am trying to put together, or we have put together, a concert, and Dr. Walker will so graciously emcee it for us. World-renowned Grammy award-winning, well, nominee, I should say, Whitley Phipps has so graciously said he would appear at the concert, and also another Carnegie Hall talented individual by the name of Neville Peters will be there. And actually, if you go to his website, NevillePeters.com, and pull it up, you would think you were looking at Stevie Wonder. A very talented individual, plays the piano and a guitar, and he is blind. Awesome talent. And then we have an eight-man octet who will be there, and we will be speaking Dr. Pearson on natural health and remedies for various illnesses and diseases. So it's going to be a very interesting and rewarding, fun-filled night. The date is still yet to be determined.
Then let me ask you, is there a timeline when the benefit concert will take place, and is there a venue that has been set, and anything else that you can tell us? A timeline, like
well,
a date?
And the timeline is probably going to be the first Saturday night in April 5th, and that is tentative.
Okay.
We're trying to get the Patmos at Seventh-day Adventist Church, and I'm waiting to hear back from them.
Okay, and where is that located, the Patmos Church?
The Patmos Church is off of I-4 in Benner Park.
Benner Park, that's a division
Park,
of Orlando, Florida. Okay,
yes.
All right. Okay, well, great. And then that website, once again, where anyone who's listening from around the world can send some funds to support your cause. Give us that website again, please.
Sure. It's www.gofundme.com/helpDiana, spelled D-I-A-N-A, fight cancer. www.gofundme.com/helpDiana fight cancer. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening and entertaining the thoughts of helping me in this struggle with breast cancer.
Well, Diana,
right.
that does sound like a great event, and our prayers are certainly with you, and we'll continue to support you in that endeavor.
Thank you, Mrs. Floyd. Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to get ready to go right into our story tonight. And as we're bringing, as Ms. Blake said earlier, we're bringing, this is part two. So in order for it to be a successful part two, we've got to bring the individuals back that made part one such a success that, I mean, I think that I would have been out of a position here had I not brought them back on tonight. Mr. and Mrs. Dupree, thank you so very much for joining us. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show.
You're welcome. How are you doing?
We're doing just great. Ms. Blake?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so Mr. Dupree is on as well. Is that correct?
He'll be in the room in like 30 seconds.
Okay, very good. So I understand you will have only about a half hour with us tonight, but he will stay for the duration of the show, and it's
yes,
a pleasure to have both. Okay. All right, we'll get right to the tonight's story. We're going to go right back to tonight's story. It's a reiteration of story one for those of you all that may not have caught it. And I want to go ahead and say thanks for joining us on tonight's broadcast. For the record, this show doesn't have all the answers, but together with your help, we can assure you that we will find some of the answers. So stay tuned for that. And as always, the opinions expressed from my guests or other participants do not necessarily reflect the opinions that are expressed from this host. Furthermore, the opinions expressed here throughout tonight's program are merely those of my own and those of my guests and co-hosts and other participants. Tonight's dialogue should not be perceived as a replacement or substitute for the appropriate license certified or the professional help in the appropriate field. Now, of course, the information presented is for educational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Now, the story tonight, Linville and Marlene, and once again, this is a repeated story that we had a couple of weeks ago. After 12 and a half years of marriage, nearly 3 years ago, Marlene found out that Linville had cheated on her with one of her friends for over 5 years. Now, this, of course, was devastating news to her as she had since cut ties with her friend. She had contemplated whether to leave Linville or stay with him because of her love for him. He initially denied the relationship, but her once girlfriend came clean and told her everything because she also had a baby from him that happens to be a three-year-old little boy. Now, the couple has since rekindled their relationship and weathered the storm of infidelity, not to say that it has been easy. In fact, it took nearly 2 years for things to return to some degree of normalcy. Although the affair ended several years ago, just shortly after the baby was born, it still rests heavily on the heart and mind of Marlene, which is expected to do so. Now, Marlene, she ultimately concluded Linville and her ex-girlfriend ended the affair because things were starting to get out of hand due to the arrival of the new baby. Linville and Marlene already have three little girls and having difficulty financially, not to mention this new addition. Now, it has now been 5 years, and they still have arguments over this situation, usually after the little boy has come to visit their home. The children all get along very well, as the girls are happy to have a little brother. I can understand that. One big problem the couple face in the fact that Marlene said she forgave him, but will occasionally still throw it up in Linville's face about the affair and how it continues to hurt their relationship. Linville reminds her that the initial reason he cheated was because she would often hold out sex, and sometimes this was for weeks at a time. Now, he also thought their counseling sessions healed things, and now he's getting fed up because she's still occasionally withholding from him, withholding sex, of course. Questions are, we have several of them, and we'll get right to it tonight. And let me start out by asking Mr. Dupree, and we're going to focus, we know your situation and Mr. Dupree's situation, and we'll get into some of that tonight. you know, can Linville really be fully trusted after cheating, especially knowing the fact that his wife is still holding out?
I think he can be. I just think that she's not allowing him to be trustworthy.
Okay. All right. You think he can be, but she's just not allowing him to be trustworthy. Okay, what does that really mean? Mr. Dupree, let me ask you, and welcome this evening. I mean, how can we understand, and if I may reiterate some of what has happened, Mr. and Ms. Dupree are our featured guests this evening. They've been mayor for, I believe, over 20 years, and they have shared with us in part one that there was infidelity that took place in their marriage. And we find that it was Mrs. Dupree that had the affair. But this couple has since weathered the storm, and it's been over 20 years. And my question now to Mr. Dupree, and I'm just, let me tell you something. Your show has been one of the most popular shows that we've had because it shows the art and nature of forgiveness and the strength of a marriage that can endure weathering a storm as such, particularly when you don't find the average man who can actually, you know, subscribe to that notion that his wife has had an affair. And now it seems like your marriage is stronger. And if those of you all that are listening, you need to check out part one. Because after the show, I was really speechless after listening to this couple. I mean, this is an incredible couple. So, Mr. Dupree, let me just ask you, sir, if I may. How can Linville, in this case, be trusted? After his wife is holding out and he cheated once.
Well, first of all, good evening, sir, and good evening to your staff and everybody that's listening.
Thank you.
Time heals all wounds, and he has to. Well, it has to be found in the heart to forgive. You know, it's painful, it hurts, it isn't easy, it isn't, okay, I forgive you, let's move on. I mean, a lot of us try to be like that, a lot of us try to be, you know, strong, I can get past that. A lot of us lose it, start yelling and screaming and throwing things. You have to find a way to express yourself, to let it out. Because if you hold it in, it's like a disease. It will destroy.
Did you throw things, mister, when you initially found out, or did you have a suspicion that something was going on?
I had a suspicion. I had a gut-wrenching feeling something wasn't right. And I went to my wife and confronted her about it. And it wasn't easy for her to tell me, but if it's one thing my wife knew about me, well, it is the fact that she knows I want the truth. No matter how much it hurts, no matter, you know, how crazy I may look, give me the truth. I have to digest it. I have to take it in. If I have to walk away and think about it, so be it. But it's the truth has to be there. And nobody wants – there's a lot of marriages out here where the significant other is cheating. And the wife or husband may have an idea about it, but just don't want to know. They choose not to know. It isn't the fact that I wanted to know. I wanted to know the truth because – if we can move on from there, we can move on from there. I would rather her be honest with me than 5 years later down the road, oh, by the way, I've been having an affair for the last 5 years. Tell me the truth. I can either accept it, move on, you know, we'll be a couple, or we'll go our separate ways.
Now, Mr. Pree, if I may ask, and if it's – I don't want to ever – for you all to rehash this, but it sounds like from listening to part one that your relationship is so solid that you've already weathered the storm, and this is not a possibility that anything can infringe on that now. And so, Mr. Pree, what was going through your head when knowing that your husband, the type of man that he is, he wanted the truth, no matter how painful it was going to be? What was going through your head? I mean, were you thinking, I could lose this man, this is a good guy? Or did you really come to learn who he really is after the fact?
I already knew who he was before, but like I explained before, I was going through some things that never got resolved prior to getting married. I just jumped right into something that I should have had a break from. So I explained to him how I felt about being in a relationship and jumping so quickly into a marriage and not knowing the full commitment I was getting myself into.
All right.
So
now, having... Go ahead, Mr. Dupree.
He, to me, he understood it. Not that he accepted me cheating, but at that point, we were able to tell each other the truth and talk about it. And I would say that I wasn't afraid to talk about it because I've always been a truthful, honest person. And I actually was relieved to be able to talk to him about it, and I found out that he was more understanding and he knew exactly what I was going through.
Mm-hmm,
so he preferred the honesty over me lying about it.
You know, I know our listening audience had some questions. Blake, let me begin with you first. Did you want to comment on the story or this couple, anything different than last time?
Well, I just want to comment that kudos to both of you because that's an awesome thing. I personally have dealt with it on different sides of the fence, and I think it's just really awesome that you all have survived that, and it's an inspiration to many couples.
I can assure you, certainly in endorsing what Ms. Blake is saying, I can assure you that there are couples around the world that are listening to this broadcast that will reconsider some of their way of thinking as a result of listening to you all. And from having you on the show the last time, it sounds like you all just can't keep your hands off of each other in terms of the passion that you have for each other. So it sounds to me like your marriage is this could never happen again in your marriage. Am I on point? Mr. Pree, let me start with you first.
With me? I would say no, it can't happen. I won't allow it to happen, as in I will do any and everything in my power to make sure this marriage is what it's supposed to be. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not henpecked. I'm not a wimp or anything like that, but I listen to my wife. I listen to what my woman is saying because her and I, I have this old saying, and she will express it too. What I won't do, another man will, and vice versa. What she won't do, another woman will, and it doesn't have to be sexual all the time. Sometimes it's about listening to one another, talking, doing things together, doing things is a family. It's a lot. It is a true commitment. Marriage is it's a job. It really is. But if you can learn with one another, it could be a learning experience. Now, like I said before, I'm not trying to make it seem like it's all sweet and sugary and everything like that. It was hard. It was hard. I went through some changes in my life. I did some things. Once I was told of the infidelity, it really took a toll on me. It really did. I can go on further with what happened, and I don't have no problems with saying it, but it wasn't, like I said before, something that, okay, we can get past this. It took time.
I see. We're going to ask you all to stand by. Mrs. Dupree, now we're going to ask this question to her, and then we're going to go to the phone line. Mrs. Dupree, once again, you knew what type of man you were married to, and I can understand. And I want to ask you this question. Do you think that there are people out there that may have moved on too quickly into some relationships now, married, be it, or even to date somebody new after having just broken up with somebody else? Do you think that they have actually purged themselves from those past relationships, or do they really need some time before they really seriously commit to someone?
I actually believe that you need time for yourself to collect your thoughts.
We can't hear you. You're too far away or something.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
A little bit better. Go ahead.
Okay, I just turned the volume up on my phone. Can you hear me?
Okay. While
can you
we're
hear
waiting,
me now?
We can hear
yes.
you much better now.
Okay.
Yes,
I'm
ahead.
Sorry. I was on a different line. What I was saying is I really believe that people do need time for themselves so they can think about what they really want in a relationship with that person or with any person. And I don't believe that you should jump into something else so quickly. For whatever the reason may be. Mine was sexual, so which is not always the best reason to get involved with other people because you're not
mm-hmm.
using your head at that time. You're just fulfilling the need of what your body wants and feels.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I believe about that.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to go to the phone lines now. All of you all that are waiting to get in, we're going to ask you to please be patient with us this evening. We're going to try to get to you as quickly as possible. Let's go to 407-202. Thank you for joining us. You're on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. I have to say that this is a pretty amazing couple that you have here on the show to get past some of the things that they've experienced in their relationship. That's something
Thank
that's
you.
Really, really hard to do, but it takes two grown, mature people to make any marriage work, but especially something like this. Also related to your story, Linville and his situation, he's in a real doozy. You know, most men want a son, and I'm certain that that adds fuel to the fire. How he had three daughters, I believe, with his wife, and he finally
right.
got that son with the other woman. So that
mm-hmm.
there is surely adding fuel to the fire in his situation. I do have a question for the host. Do you think people sometimes try to do things the right way with marriage, holding out, not dating too many people, and all of a sudden they get married, and it's like their eyes are open? I could have, not me, but, you know, some people feel like they could have experienced the world, but they got married too soon, trying to do things the right way.
Give us your name. We didn't get your name.
Jay from Orlando.
Jay from Orlando. Thank you, Jay. I think that that's a valid question. And the short answer to that is yes. I think that a number of people jump into marriage too soon, whether they're young or even older, without giving consideration of giving, like Mr. Free, I think it was, that said, given some time, particularly when you come from other relationships, and I don't know the circumstances of the origin of your question in terms of if you knew someone, but just to answer your question, yes, I think that people do jump in too soon without giving some time to explore. And then their eyes do become open when they get married because it's all of a sudden you wake up and the reality has hit you. My gosh, I am married and I can't, you know, everything isn't peaches and cream, as Mr. Dupree was even saying. It's a piece of work. It's work. Because anytime you put two human beings together, it's going to be work. But yes, Jason Orlando, to answer the question, yes, go ahead, Ms. Blake.
Yeah, I'd like to comment on that. As many of you know, I'm the author of the book Falling in Love with Me. And I actually got married at, I think I was 24, and my spouse, who's now deceased, was 25. And one of the things I learned, we were high school sweethearts, and madly in love. But the thing about it is I do believe that people mature at different times, and even sometimes 25 is too young, because sometimes people get married before they're really ready to settle down. And I don't know if that's what our caller is alluding to, but that does happen, and it can result in infidelity.
Well, yeah, and I want to also say even 45, even 55, even 65, sometimes I don't think anybody ever really, I don't think that there is an age so much. You would think that as you get older, you're mature, and you think that this is the right thing to do, but I mean, if, you know, a lot of people subscribe to the notion of what the Bible says, and that's good. That's what I try to do as well. And Jay from Orlando, as you're saying, but then things don't always go the way that you want because people are still developing. Even in their 60s, we're still going through developmental stages. And just as presented with Ms. Blake saying, people develop at different stages at different times. And so one day you wake up and 10 years later, 20 years later, you say, I thought I knew this man. I thought I knew this woman, but I really don't because they're still developing. Let's go to the phone line. Jay, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to go to 205-908. Thank you for joining us this evening.
This is Jack. How you doing?
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Ms. Blake. How you guys doing? It's an excellent show. I'm enjoying the Dupree's. Kudos to them again. I'll be the first to say that I felt that as a young person growing up that I was somewhat immature and that I got married rather young, and just like you all mentioned about you want to do the right thing, my mother kind of like put fear in me, and she would say stuff like, it's better to marry than to burn. So that kind of put fear in me, and I think I'm a little bit immature. I really wasn't ready to take on a responsibility of a family at all. And also even a wife. So that wasn't for me at that time. But as time grew on, you know, then I developed and I matured a bit and all. So I'm giving kudos to the Dupree's because of what they've experienced. And I think that she, Ms. Dupree, wasn't quite ready. And I don't even think Mrs. Dupree was quite ready at that point in time when they first got married and all. So that kind of like led to it because she may have been still in love with her ex or whatever and all. I don't know if that's the case or not, but I'm just surmising and going over that. Now, you guys, to me, are the exception rather than the rule because of what you guys have gone through. And to me, even though it's difficult to go through, you know, when your significant other has had an affair or whatever, I mean, if you really, really love that person, you can find within your heart to forgive them. But I had a question for Mr. Dupree, and I wanted to say that I'm wondering, did the affair make their marriage stronger? Had they not had that, how strong would their relationship be even to this day? But my question was for Mr. Dupree was, have you ever thought about getting her back? Now, we are just human. Have that thought ever crossed your mind, I got to get her back because she really hurt me and I've never done it to her? Has that thought ever come across your mind?
No, the thought didn't come across my mind.
I can't hear.
You can't
hear. Okay, you're on the phone. You're probably on that phone that your wife was on earlier. Okay.
Okay. The thought of revenge, no.
Right. Okay.
But I can honestly say that during the time when the affair happened, her and I did separate.
Okay.
And during the separation, yes, I got involved with somebody.
Okay.
I brought this to the forefront when we came back together and started talking, and I explained to her that it wasn't about getting back at her.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have nobody there. I didn't
mm-hmm.
have nobody to talk to who would understand, and that's how that happened. So
mm-hmm.
it wasn't out of revenge. It was not out of revenge, and I know a lot of people sitting there talking, probably thinking, oh, he did it to spite her. If it was spite, I would say it would be spite because she was honest enough to tell me that it was an affair that was going on. But, no, I explained to her, you know, this happened.
Okay.
So, no, not revenge.
All right, let me ask you this question, Mr. Dupree. Do you think you were using the lady that you were seeing when you separated? Do you think at any point in time, maybe you're using this woman?
Yes, I did, and that is the reason why it didn't last, because I didn't feel right. It was a, like my wife said, a fulfillment, mm-hmm. because she wasn't there. I was in pain. This woman understood and listened,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, I explained to that person that, listen, I can't, this isn't right. I shouldn't be doing this. I shouldn't be using you as a way to, you know, relieve myself of this pain that I'm feeling. Now, I can say that this individual understood, sat there and listened, did not get hell-bent out of shape, and basically said, I understand. I'm not upset with you. I'm not mad at you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Mr. Dupree, I want to ask this question, and then we're going to go to Mr. Dupree, and then we're going to take a phone call from 212-828. But just before we do, 212-828, just before we do, let me ask this question. Is it true or is it possible that men or women, in your opinion, can, let's say, have an affair with somebody else, and your heart is not with that person, and you can have even multiple partners, but then you realize that the one, like Luther Vandross says, the one, he'd rather be with the one who holds his heart. Is this true of your situation?
For me or for my wife?
To be what? That's for you. Is it true that, you know, your situation, you'd rather be with the one who holds your heart? Like your wife said, that other one was a fulfillment. And the woman even probably understood that, you know what, that his wife holds his heart. And so in using this other woman, I mean, was there, I could almost tell you that there was no love involved. Is that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It wasn't love involved. It was not any love involved. It was, my wife holds my heart. My wife holds
right.
my heart. I have apologized to her many a times. We have talked about this. And this is the one great thing about us. Even though the past is the past, we can go back and talk about the past without
uh-huh.
feeling upset about something, or because the past is just that. It's the past. We have moved on from that.
Okay. All right. Mr. Free, I know that you've got to leave us, and we want to give you a thought. If there's anything you want to say about the story, about your personal life with you and Mr. Dupree, or either a message to the people who are listening out here about letting go of that past, if there's something you want to tell us hardcore, please share that with us at this time before you leave us tonight.
Well, since this is such a hot topic, I've decided that I'm just going to finish out the show, and then I'll go do what I had to do the last half an hour where I had to go. So I'm going to finish out the hour here with my husband with this discussion. One thing I would say, I was blinded from my husband's love and affection and knowing how much he deeply cared about me, because I was still in love with my son's father. And I was so
okay.
devastated after finding out that he cheated on me. I allowed him to constantly cheat, repeatedly cheat on me. And when I finally got the courage to say, you know what, I had enough, and I had to move on. I couldn't deal with it anymore. I started feeling like I wanted to take my life real bad. And I didn't want to do that to my current husband. So that's why I was really honest with him when I was cheating, because I needed to share with him how I felt and why I did the things that I did, so we could move forward and be able to trust each other. Even if we didn't stay together, I still wanted to have some type of friendship with him. And if he didn't want to have one with me, that was fine too. But like I said, I'm an honest person, and I have to get things off my chest. I don't want to spend the rest of my life telling myself a lie, because it
right,
just leads
right.
to more lies.
Right. And, you know, I think Ms. Blake would perhaps agree with me on this, the psychology of a situation like that. When you moved from dealing with the pain that you had from your ex, your child's father, you still took that pain with you into your current relationship, and you felt you needed some type of perhaps vengeance. But unfortunately, you took it out on a man who was, at that time, I'm sure, was loyal and dedicated to you, that, of course, you felt, and I know you've already dealt with this, that didn't deserve that, but you were still trying to heal from the pain that you were going through, which doesn't justify it. You know, the wrongs, two wrongs never make a right. But the human element of what you were experiencing, and I mean, I'm not trying to say that I'm an expert in this area, but I believe that that's what was happening because you were not finished. You failed to give yourself the time that you needed. I mean, am I close to being on point? And then I'll ask Blake, and then we'll go.
You're definitely on point about that. He was still in the military. I had been out for 2 years, and when I finally left my son's father, I went back to my hometown, so we wasn't in the same town. We wasn't in the same state living together. So the distance between us kind of put a wedge in between us also, and then I started going, hanging out with friends that I grew up with and started doing some of the things that I hadn't been doing all those years because I was 23 when I was with my son father. Well, no, I was 23 when I got married to my current husband, but I had been with my son father from the age of 19. And he's 10 years older than me, so I love that guy to death. I cherished him, and I only wanted to be with him. I didn't see my life with no one else. And I just was devastated from his infidelity with me when we were together.
I see. All right, we're going to go to 212 just momentarily. Just so that you all know. Yes, Ms. Blake, go ahead. Let's go to you first.
Other thing that women experience, because I, of course, have experienced infidelity as well, is some of it's not vengeance, some of it's validation. Because when someone cheats on you, then you start to question, you know, what is it that, you know, that other person had that you didn't, even though you know that you might have done everything. So some of it's validation that causes
okay,
you to
I think that that's an excellent point where you're feeling short from perhaps the person that left you or did this to you. And you need the validation by somebody else making you feel comfortable about that. That's a good point, Ms. Blake, and thank you for that. Also, you're listening to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. You can hear this show in its entirety as well as any of the other nearly 600 shows that we've done simply by going to drjessewalkerinc.com or drjessewalker.com. At any point in time, you can do that. We're going to take some of our previous calls, but also, for Mr. and Mrs. Dupree that have been on the show in part one, the Dr. Jesse Walker Show has sent them a free gift, and I understand that you all are recipients of that. We're going to be sending them on a, I believe it's a resort. We're in collaboration with Westgate Resorts, and we've sent them a package. What did you all get from us, Mr. Dupree?
We received, can you hear me?
No.
Not very well.
Okay, I'm sorry. Received the, it's a, I believe, 2 or 3 day getaway to Virginia Beach, Aereo in Orlando, a couple of other areas that we can choose from, which we are very excited to go on.
Okay, very good. We're just so happy that we can do that for you all. And if you all know, and we're talking to the listeners now all over the world, if you all want to be a featured guest on the show, we would love to send you all out a free gift as well. Let's go to 212. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Thank you for joining us. And who do we have on the air with us this evening?
I believe that's my house number, Dr.
Okay.
Walker.
All right. That's fine. Let's go to Ms. Booker. Ms. Booker, are you still with us, and do you want to make a comment?
Yes, I'm still here. I just lost my train of thought. You could just move on to the next caller.
That's okay. We're
switching back and
Booker.
Forth on phones.
Okay, that's okay. Let me go. Let me try once again and go to we were going to bring in Jay, but Jay, apparently we got some technical difficulties with him. Going back to the story just for a second, and we're going to take some comments momentarily, but just going back to the story and looking at the situation with Linville and Marlene, we asked the question about can he be trusted, and there have been comments to say that he could be. Now, when it comes to forgiveness, and let me just ask you this here, does forgiveness also require you to forget? You know, like a lot of times people say, well, you know what, if you can forgive them and you can just move on and forget. But in this case, Marlene is constantly throwing it back in his face some 5 years later. Has she forgiven him, Mr. Dupree?
No, she has not forgiven him. Well, you want to know something? I really can't say. In my opinion, I don't feel she has fully forgiven. I feel as though she still has resentment. It may take a longer time to forgive, you know, but she still feels a lot of pain. 5 years afterwards is a long time. So there's a lot of pain still there. And to be honest, I don't believe she fully trusts him.
Okay. Would you, Mrs. Dupree, now, let me ask you this question. Should Linville stay there and she's still holding out on him now, 5 years later? Should he stay there should he just, you know, pack up and say, you know what, I've had enough of this, like you did with your son's father at the time?
I actually think that he should pack up and leave. He should actually sit her down and tell her why he can't stay there anymore. She's not fulfilling a need that one of his needs, and I don't see how that's benefiting both of them.
All right. Ms. Blake, do you agree with that? I do.
I think I do agree, and I wanted to comment on the thing about forgiveness. You know, you have to let go of the negative feelings. You cannot expect a person to forget the event because we're human. It's always going to be stored there. But it's the negative feelings that are associated with the event. Like, I admire this couple for being able to come on and talk about the event so you can tell that true forgiveness has taken place. And, yeah, I think he should give her kind of an ultimatum of sorts and say, look, I'm trying to make this work, and if you're going to keep doing this, I don't see why we should be together. If you don't trust me, you don't need to be with me.
I think that that's a very good point. Let's take some of the comments that have come in. And we are now only 16 minutes away from bringing the show to a close this evening. I know that so many people are going to benefit from tonight's broadcast. Here's a guy, he writes in, whenever I have experienced or thought of the notion to cheat, for some reason I am reminded that I do not want that blemish on my record for never being able to answer my wife in a positive and honest way of saying to her that I have never cheated on her. It's been more than 11 years, and I can say that I have never cheated. You have to take it one day at a time. Ms. Blake, why is that so important? I mean, that he doesn't want that, in your opinion, he doesn't want that blemish on his record to say, I mean, he's still not perfect, is he?
Well, none of us are. but I just think
okay. He
does not want to destroy that trust. We alluded to it on other shows. Once trust is destroyed, it's very hard to build back. It's possible, but it's difficult.
Okay. Mr. Dupree, let me ask you this question. I mean, why is that so important for him? He doesn't want that blemish on his record to say, I can say to my wife 30, 40 years down the road, baby, I've never cheated on you.
Well, for one thing, he doesn't want that blemish. I mean, who sees all, even in the dark? The Lord up above.
Right.
So, I mean, why have that blemish, you know, why hide it? You're hiding it from your wife. You're hiding it from yourself. You're hiding it from anybody else, but you can't hide it from God. Plus,
go ahead.
If he has children, if he has a daughter, I don't know if he has kids. If he has a little girl, the one thing that's so hurtful in a relationship when there's infidelity is an argument, and that comes out, and the children are there. Especially if there's a girl, how can a little girl look at her father as a hero, the man that
you know, if she gets married, she wants to marry a man like her dad that treats her mom good, you know?
Yes. That's a very good point. Ms. Dupree, did you want to add anything? We've got some more comments. We're going to try to take them, and we're going to try to keep it brief. Ms. Dupree, did you want to add anything?
No, I'm going to let you guys move forward.
Okay. Ms. Blake, I think this couple ought to write a book. What do you think?
I definitely think so, and if they need someone to coach them, I'm here.
I mean, I see a book written all over this because, Mr. Dupree, I've never met you, but if I'm in the New York area, I want to make it a point to meet both of you all. I mean, you're just an incredible couple. Let's go to another comment here. This man writes in. He says, I cheated several times on my wife because for some reason she would hold back on me when it came to sex. I came to the conclusion that she really did not like sex at all. Later she told me that she knew that I was cheating but hoped that I would never leave. Eventually she got therapy for her situation, and today our marriage is much better for it. I still have tendencies to cheat, and I guess I will have to live with that. But I can say it is getting better since I'm no longer in denial. Ms. Blake, are people in denial who desire to cheat, in your opinion?
Sometimes they are. I do admire this gentleman for his honesty, and he just got to look at the fact that his spouse has really tried to overcome her problems, and he has to, you know, share that commitment with her.
Okay. Ms. Dupree, and just quickly, if you would, did you feel that once you got this thing out of you, I heard you say you felt better, even speaking the truth to your husband. You were no longer in denial. You no longer had to hide. Why was that burden lifted from you when you came clean with him?
To be honest, I don't know why it was lifted. Like I said, I'm a truthful, honest person, and a lot of people dislike me because I just give it to them straight. What I will say is that I'm not going to say it was peaches and cream, you know. I've had some setbacks also where I had to go to counseling and deal with things within myself that has happened to me in my past, sort of similar to with the story the gentleman wrote in about his wife had to go get counseling. And I had to do the same thing. At some point, I mean, it could have broke the marriage, but my husband stuck in with me, and I went and got some counseling, which I probably still need more counseling, but the fact that I can acknowledge that I have a problem and I'm trying to work through it. And I believe that could be the issue with a lot of females these days. They don't know how to talk to their significant other about what has happened to them in their past, because they may not want to be judged by that, or it could just be difficult for them to talk to them about it. They don't want to share that part of their life with their spouse, because I felt that way too. Like, I couldn't talk to my husband about certain things that happened to me, and it wasn't until recently, I'm 43 now, and, you know, my late 30s, I started opening up more because I felt like I owed it to him. I owed him an explanation why I couldn't do certain things. But now we talk a whole lot more, and it's gotten me through some difficult times.
Right. And I'm sure I want to just pause for a moment before we go to any more comments, and we are almost out of time. So I want to be quickly here, and I want to get Ms. Blake's thoughts on this here. Ms. Blake, you and I, having psychology backgrounds, we do understand that the nature of the beast sometimes is people have a dark cloud that hovers over them sometimes, and within that mindset, within that brain. And until they really, really are ready to talk about certain things, that they don't realize that dark cloud hinders them from becoming vulnerable to their significant other, which contributes to the problems in that relationship. Give me your thoughts on that.
I absolutely agree with you. And, again, people have to be willing to talk about it. But, I can't commend this couple enough for their openness and honesty and being willing to work through those things.
All right, let's go to the phone lines once again. We're going to go to 919-875. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. And who do we have on the air with us live? 919-875. Okay, perhaps they're just listening in. All right, let me go to another comment here. And let me try Ms. Booker again. Ms. Booker, are you there with us? All right, she's just listening in as well. Let me take another comment that's come in.
Hello?
This male, he says, I listened to the very first show and was indeed touched by it. I know that I cheated on my wife, and it did not feel very good after a period of time. When it happened to me, I really realized the devastation it caused in our marriage, which ultimately led to our divorce. I would caution others out there to note that it is never worth it. But if you can find in your heart to forgive your significant other, as Mr. Dupree has said, then perhaps your marriage will be stronger in the years to come. Mr. Dupree, this guy says you could do this as well. But his marriage didn't last. And I guess, you know, he got a taste of his own medicine. What are your thoughts on that? What advice, if any, could you give to him?
Well, seeing that the marriage didn't last, my advice to you, well, to not you, but to the gentleman, first and foremost, thank you. And I'm this type of person. In order for me to feel, you know, a good way about myself, you know, if it didn't end on a bad note, give his ex-wife a call, drop her a line, and just say, listen, I'm not looking for a reply, but I do want you to know that I'm not mad at you. I understand I was wrong, and I just want to tell you that, you know, I don't have no bad feelings for you wanting to be, you know, not with me. And move on from there, you know?
Okay. All right. I think that that's some very good advice. Ms. Dupree, would you like to add anything to that?
I think we all found out a little too late that a simple sorry and just apologizing for what we did always worked. I mean, like I said, that's why I'm so honest. And I like to just get the truth out in the beginning so we don't waste any time on that, even though we did waste a couple years going back and forth at each other over it until one day I was like, listen, this is how it was. This is how it's going to be. I'm not rehashing this again. Either you accept it or we move forward. And that's the way it has to be.
Okay. All right. Here's a comment that's come in also. In reference to something Mr. Dupree said about a young lady looking up to her father, he said, this woman says, I actually saw what my mother went through when it came to my father cheating on her. She knew it, and I knew it, yet she tried. She says, she knew it, and I knew it. Yet she tried to ignore the fact that he was cheating. Eventually she came to the realization that she gravitated to a man that was, in fact, similar to her own father who cheated on her mother. I think this happens to a lot of women without them realizing it. Ms. Blake, I'm going to ask you to speak to that. This is along the lines, I mean, here Mr. Dupree is saying, you know, perhaps that young lady doesn't look up to her father the same way anymore. And is it likely that some women may gravitate to a man, in this case, who this woman knew her father cheated, and the mother knew too, and the woman eventually gravitates to another man, just like her own father?
That does frequently happen. And, you know, it all, to me, it boils down to the father, the relationship with the dad in a lot of cases.
Okay. All right. So, Mr. Dupree, we want you to know, sir, that that's a very valid, I mean, that's when it, you know, a light bulb went off in my head that this couple needs to write a book. We'll take a couple more comments here. This female writes in, she says, I'm having an affair right now with a married man, and I know he is not going to leave his wife. I don't even want him to leave her. I simply enjoy his companionship because he is extremely nice and good to me. I regret doing it this way, but I find that married men make fewer demands on you than men who claim to be single and cheat anyway. I don't know if this makes any sense to you, but it clearly does to me. Mr. Pree, what advice, if any, would you have for her?
Well, I think she's missing out on a great opportunity to find someone that can do the same thing that this married man does for her. So I don't think that she's doing anything right by messing with someone married. But I really don't know what to tell her, to be honest.
Dr. Walker?
Okay. Yes, Ms. Blade.
Yes, she stepped into my specialty area. I would encourage this young lady to check my book out. I have a whole chapter devoted to that. It's called Mr. Right. So she might want to check the book out, Falling in Love with Me, at fosterandleaders.org.
Okay. All right. I think that that's a very good point. Let me take, as I said, we're going to try to take at least a couple more comments. This young lady, she says, in reference to tonight's show and part one, which I listened to, both of these shows now, I am highly convinced that men are cheaters by nature. And I know that every boyfriend that I have had has cheated, and I just ask that they use protection to avoid bringing something to me. I find that when I give them a hall pass, so to speak, it lessens their desire to cheat. I suppose it takes the fun out of cheating. Ms. Blake, do you think people are having fun? Mr. Dupree, you want to go with that one?
Well, as you can hear, my wife is in the background laughing.
We've been there.
I wouldn't say we've actually had. Well, I'll tell you like this. I've told her the same thing. You know, I'll give her a hall pass if she give me a hall pass. And we've kid around with this with, all right, I'm going out. I'm using my hall pass. And I can honestly say that neither one of us has used our hall pass. But, you know, it's there's some good men out here that have not cheated. You know,
okay.
There's really no reason for cheating. People find a reason to cheat. You know, it's about discipline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and with my wife and I, yes, my wife was. She might have came into the marriage not being able to express herself in a way of you know, relieving herself, being able to date. Not having to answer to anybody, but, you know, at the same time, it's plenty of times you've told me, I feel so you pressured me into this. That was always painful to me, you know. Did she love me at first? She grew to love me. And I don't know if that's still a healthy thing, but we've lasted 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can just kind of share with you some of the psychology from my training that sometimes those relationships that grow on each other have a tendency to be more outlasting than the ones who supposedly, quote and unquote, were love at first sight. Ms. Blake, I'm going to give you an opportunity to comment on that. We are down to 45 seconds.
Could you repeat that, Dr. Walker, or you can go to someone else?
You know, we were just mentioning that Mr. Dupree was saying that he thinks that his wife's love for him grew on him. She grew to love him. And I share simply with him that the psychology that I have in my training is that such a love that grows on you is more lasting in a number of cases, perhaps in most cases, than the love that, quote and unquote, were love at first sight.
In some cases, yes, particularly when that first sight love was more like lust. So, yeah,
right.
That love that grew out of a friendship over time definitely has a better foundation.
Absolutely, they have a better foundation. Listen, we are out of time. Mr. Dupree, in 10 seconds or less, what hope can you give couples out here to survive infidelity in their relationship, just in 10 seconds or less?
Communication. People have to start talking to each other about any and everything. It worked for me. It could work for them. sometimes we won't agree with some of the things, but I found that we get along well. We agree with everything. So
that's all I have to say.
All right.
All right. Mr.
Dupree,
we agree
to disagree.
We agree to disagree, okay? And I would just simply say you got to let go of the past. Don't hold on to it. Forgive and move on. Listen, thank you all so very much for being guests on the show tonight. It's been indeed a pleasure. We're going to invite you all back on the other circumstances and talk about some of those good things in that 20-year time. Would you do that for us in, say, a month or so, come back on the air?
Sure, we will.
Okay, thank you so very much, Ms. Blake. It's always a pleasure, and all of you all that we couldn't get to tonight, thank you so very much for joining us. And, of course, check us out this Friday night for your half-hour inspirational program. Of course, if you choose to bypass this Friday night, join us again next Tuesday live for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Until then, my listening audience around the world, I say to you, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.
Excuse me.